Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Allow me first and foremost to congratulate you on your election to the chair of this meeting, and we wish you all the best as you guide our work. My delegation also wishes to extend a cordial welcome to Samoa as a new state party to this convention. The Convention of Biological and Toxin Weapons is the global legal framework to prevent the production, possession, and use of such weapons, and it offers a multilateral space to discuss the threats that these weapons of mass destruction represent for world peace and security and for public health and the environment. Costa Rica welcomes the efforts of those countries that have submitted working documents prior to our meeting, and we recognize that this Conference of States Parties has the mandate to make substantive progress before the next review conference, aiming to reach consensus on an intersessional process pursuant to the mandate which was outlined during the last review conference. Chairman, the 8th Review Conference of November 2016 did not reach an agreement on a new joint program of work for the next 4 years, but this program was very clearly the aspiration and the wish of a broad majority of States Party. My delegation believes that this program is an urgency, and it is something which would allow us to work in a more focused way. It must also consider, without being limited to, key issues of research, development, scientific and technological application, various aspects of cooperation, capacity building, and mechanisms to prepare and respond to outbreaks of diseases and similar events, amongst others. The threat posed by biological and toxin weapons is a reality that needs dedicated work, substantive discussion, and political decisions, which are the competence of the States Party to this convention. This meeting of States Parties must aspire to reach agreements that give confidence to the parties on the implementation and verification of their implementation, which strengthen the architecture of disarmament and non-proliferation, which make a comprehensive contribution to bring about the 2030 agenda with a particular focus on the Sustainable Development Goal on health and global peace. Costa Rica reiterates its commitment to these goals, and we demonstrate the will of our delegation to cooperate and to make constructive contributions to make